Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and praise the Lord, everybody. We are so excited that you have decided to join in for the 1006th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network Blog Talk Radio. It's hard to believe that we have come up on the 1000th episode, and this is our first episode or segment since we have passed episode 1000. And so this just motivates me even more for what's to come, what's on the way as we're ending 2019 and heading into a new year. I don't know about you, but I am just so happy, so excited, so geared up. And I hope I can spread a little bit of this encouragement and this motivation to everyone who's listening tonight. But I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. So shout out to my hometown, Hartsville, and to my current town where I live, Florence, in the great PD area, and to the great state full of southern hospitality, South Carolina. I'm excited, and I'm pretty sure you can hear it in my voice, because the topic that I have tonight was just motivated from my service from last weekend. You know, it's been on my mind, and, you know, it's such a wonderful thing when you are empowered, when you are encouraged, when you are inspired and motivated every time you attend your home church services. I don't know about you, but I get so much joy just from attending service, and I try to get something, at least one thing, out of every service that I do attend. And, you know, I want to motivate you to do the same thing, encourage you to do the same thing. Just make sure you can gain at least one thing, one thought, something, either from a song that is said, from a testimony, or from the sermon. But tonight's lesson is inspired by, you know, everything that I heard throughout the past weekend. And so again, I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and I am so glad that you have joined in to listen to tonight's segment. If this is your first time joining in with One Touch Transformation, I just want to share a little bit of background about what we do. One Touch Transformation is now a 5-year nonprofit organization established in January 2014, dedicated to spreading awareness about sexual abuse. So our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse and encourage and empower all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. So we are all about going into the community, into the faith-based communities, into the churches, into after-school programs, organizations, whatever it may be, wherever we can use our tools to provide, you know, the tools that are needed to help prevent sexual abuse. And so we just want to see this epidemic end, if anything, but we want to decrease what's been going on, because as you can hear and see in the news, it's spreading. We're hearing different stories. We've got the Me Too movement that has begun, or, you know, that, well, it's been going on now for a few years, but it's becoming even more powerful. And I'm so glad that I'm a part of this movement, and that I'm able to use my story and use my voice to help others find their healing, help others find their true freedom. So I go around, I share my story of being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, letting others know that God is a healer, He is a deliverer, and if He did it for me, He can do the same thing for the next individual. I don't care how many years you've been holding on to it, but God will allow you to experience true freedom, to experience true deliverance. And I'm telling you, it would be the greatest feeling. It's a very difficult decision. It's a hard decision. But once you make that decision to find healing, you will be glad that you did. You will no longer be the same. Your life will be transformed. So that's what One Touch Transformation is all about. We are a movement. We are a ministry. And we also have a mentoring program for young girls where we're able to mentor these young ladies, let them know about good touch and bad touch, about boundaries, about consent. And although this program is for young girls right now, we also try to do the same thing for all children because we know it happens to young men too. So men, you are not left out. And so before we even dive into our topic, I want to go ahead and give out a few resources, and I'll actually come back to these resources at the end. But One Touch Transformation, you can find out more about the organization at www.onett.me. You can also find us on Facebook and keep up with what we're doing in the community. And I can't wait to share with what we're doing this coming weekend. But we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram and Twitter, and some other great resources that are available are like the National Sexual Assault Hotline that you may want to share with others. That's 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-4673. RAINN.org is another great resource, RAINN.org, one of the largest organizations that advocate for sexual abuse and advocate for sexual abuse victims. And the last one, the number one, IN6.org, which is a resource for male survivors. So the number one, IN6.org, 1in6.org. All right, so those of you who are listening, whether online or on the phone, thank you again. And if at any time that you would like to join in on the conversation, you know, ask a question, get some comments, you can call in at any time. The number is 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. And this is our 1006th episode. Yes. All right, so I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So normally I just go right into the topic, give a beginning statement or a beginning scripture, but I'm going to do something a little different. So those of you who know me, you know that I enjoy singing. So I found a perfect song that my home, I guess you would call it my old home church choir, used to sing. And I think my dad used to lead it, but I remember them singing this song when I was a little girl. It's not an old, old song, but I think it's maybe 90s, early 2000s song. But the name of the song is called The Vision. And if you've seen the advertisement for the show tonight, I had 2020 on it. And I'll go into that once I finish doing this song. But the name of the song is called The Vision. And I've always loved this song because it always reminds me of the scripture, how it tells us to write the vision. Because the lyrics are literally taken from the scripture. And just going to sing a little piece of it to help me dive into what I want to share with you. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you just take in the words, listen to the words, meditate on the words, and just kind of allow it to open your mind to what God is going to do in your life, with what your vision may be, your plans, and we'll go from there. All right, so here we go. Write the vision, just make it plain, that they may run and not faint. Though the vision is only for a while, it shall speak and not lie. For if the Lord said it, you can count on it, and he will do just what he said. Write the vision, just make it plain, that they may run and not faint. Though the vision is only for a while, it shall speak and not lie. For if the Lord said it, you can count on it, He will do just what he said. For if the Lord said it, then you can count on it. And he will do just what he said. For it is so. Yes, it is so. And he will do just what he said. For it is so. Yes, it is so. And he will do just what he said. Just write the vision. Just write the vision. Just write the vision. And he will do just what he said. So the song tells us to write the vision, just like the scripture tells us in Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 through 3. And the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Again, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So earlier, I let you know that I was very much empowered and inspired from my services at church last weekend. And I was basically empowered for the upcoming year, with this year going out being 2019 and the new year that is approaching as fast as I don't know what. I mean, it just seems like 2019 just literally just flew. I mean, as quick as we just turn a page, that's how the months were just coming in, going out. And I know as the year ends, we move closer to 2020, we'll probably hear many of the, you know, the cliche topics and cliche sermons about vision in 2020. Because I even remember while we were celebrating 2019 coming in, my friends and I, we were sitting around, we were out to eat, and we were sitting around talking about, oh, next year is going to be 2020. We already know what the cliche sermon topic is going to be about vision. I have 2020 and this and that and the third. And we were laughing and, you know, kidding around about it. But although, you know, those are cliche topics, and although we may grow tired of hearing some of those cliche topics, maybe these are some of the cliches most of us need to hear as we head into this new calendar year of 2020. But, you know, hearing it last weekend, it really just motivated me to continue to prepare. So I want to pass on the same motivation, because I know normally at the beginning of a new year, we always begin forming these goals, or some people do New Year's resolutions, which they never last, if we're honest. And we have these vision boards and talk about what we're going to do, what we want to accomplish for this new year. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to make this happen. I want to make that happen. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to own this. I'm going to own that. So we come up with all of these visions and these goals of things we want to do, and we always do it at the very beginning of the year. But this year, you know, I did it a little differently. I didn't focus on goals. I didn't focus on what list of things I want to accomplish. I mean, they were in the back of my mind. I knew there were some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't want to just focus on a list of things. I didn't want to just, you know, come in a new year and say, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Because we're honestly focusing on things like that all the time throughout the year. So I wanted to do it a little differently. So this time I focused on one word, and it was a word that I wanted to choose that would help me throughout the entire year. So my word was actually detox, and I wanted to detox some things out of my life that were no longer benefiting me, things that were not allowing me to grow, whether spiritually, physically, financially. So all of that, it was just my word of the year, detox. So I just focused on that one thing. And so last weekend, what encouraged me the most was to not wait until 2020 gets here to come up with a list of things or goals or whatever the word may be. Not to wait until January 2020 gets here, but I need to focus on it now. Work towards my future now. We cannot wait until the new year comes to start working on our vision for that current year. And to be honest, when I think about it and start evaluating where I am and start really taking a look at what I've been doing this entire year, I've got to be honest and say, I'm slacking. I got to really put the, you know, push the gas, because we are heading into the last quarter of this year. I mean, October will be here, what, next week? Yeah. This month of September is gone. And as soon as October gets here, we are officially in the last quarter of the year. And so I want you to kind of evaluate. This is something that you have to look at personally. This is not focusing on anybody else. But this is self-evaluation. Think about where you are and what have you begun doing now for next year. And if you have not begun planning now for next year, then we're already behind. Because, like I said, you cannot wait until 2020 gets here to start planning for 2020. Think about it like this. When a mother or when a woman becomes pregnant, she has 9 months to prepare for that, you know, for that baby. And so throughout those 9 months, while that mother is carrying the unborn child, she is making preparation. She's preparing the room. She's getting the crib together. She's getting the clothes and the diapers and everything. You know, there are baby showers where everyone can bring in things to help the mother or the parents out. So whenever the baby's here, they are, you know, you're prepared, you know, as far as when it comes to the room and clothes like that. I'm not a mother, so I can't imagine really if you're fully prepared. But you take these steps to prepare for that unborn child. So when the child is here, there are some things you don't have to worry about. And so we have to think about it, you know, spiritually, and we have to think about it, you know, naturally. We cannot wait until, you know, the baby gets here and then say, oh no, I got to prepare how I'm going to do this, what I'm going to do with this baby. I got to prepare what I'm going to dress it in. You know, all of those things. And we cannot wait until the 9th month or, you know, when the baby is born to say, oh, now I'm going to write out my goals. of how I'm going to prepare for this baby. Or now I'm going to create this vision and the baby's already here. You know, it doesn't work like that. That's kind of backwards. So you got to think about it from that natural standpoint and think about yourself. What are you doing to prepare for 2020? Are you preparing now? Or are you just going to wait out the rest of the year? And when 2020 gets here, say, okay, now I'm going to get to work. No, we cannot wait. The time to prepare is now. Habakkuk tells us to write the vision. So this is part of preparation. This is part of getting ready. This is part of, you know, not putting it aside and waiting until the last minute, but this is part of preparation. In order to prepare, the first thing you have to do is write the vision. He tells us, write the vision. And he says, make it plain. It does not have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Just say what you want to do. Put it down on paper, what you want to do. There's no rocket science to it. Whatever it is that you want to be different in your life, whatever it is you want to change, write it down. Just make it plain. Don't beat around the bush about it. This is your personal vision. It's not a vision that you have to get approval of from anyone else. If this is a vision that God has given you, that settles it. That's all you need. Write it down. Make it plain. No beating around the bush. Or, you know, just write it with certainty. Be clear. Be confident about it. And it said, make it plain. And it says that he may run, that he may run that readeth it. So even after you have written it down, read it. Say it out loud. You have to speak it. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid to read it. Don't be afraid to read it out loud. I mean, it's your vision. It's the vision that God has given you. It's not anything that you got to go around advertising. You don't have to share it. This is between you and God. And he's telling you, even though it's your vision, I've given you this vision, I still want you to write it down. So as you are preparing, I'm giving you these instructions to write your vision, write it down, and then I want you to read it aloud. And that is so powerful when we speak things. It's more than just seeing it written down on paper, but think about how much you're giving it life as you read it aloud, as you speak it. And then it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. He is preparing it. He's preparing you and this vision for an appointed time. There's going to come a time when this vision is really going to take off. But if you don't have it written down, and if you're never speaking it, then you'll never know when that appointed time is. Like, when will it be revealed? And so as we are preparing for 2020 now, we know that we want this appointed time to be in 2020, but if you're not making preparation right now, then there'll be no appointed time for it. Because at the end, it's going to speak. And God is not a man that will lie. So if God says it, that settles it. And it's going to come to pass. So in order for it to come to pass, in order for it to not be a lie, and we know that God is not a man that lies, you've got to follow through on your part. You've got to follow through on your steps. Writing that vision, reading it out loud, so that it can be revealed at an appointed time. And I am certainly speaking to myself as well, because I know as we get caught up in life, as we go from day to day and we're on our jobs, a lot of times we fail to recognize what our visions are or even fail to speak our visions out loud. And so they kind of just fall to the wayside. We're not even thinking much about it. And so as the year begins to dwindle down, as we're ending 2019, and we're like, oh, yeah, I remember I was talking about that at the beginning of the year. And look, it still has not come to pass. And maybe it's on us. Maybe it's because we failed to take the proper steps in preparing for it to be revealed in this season or in this year. But that doesn't mean you give up on it. You prepare again. Because if you know, and if you know that God has given you this vision, then you're not just going to throw it away. You're not just going to throw it to the side and not worry about it. But if it is a vision, if it's a vision from God, then you're going to take those proper steps. You're going to try it again. Tell yourself, like, I'm going to try this again. I'm going to write this vision. I'm going to write out these goals, write out these things. Because, and when you think about writing out your visions and your goals and whatever it is you want to accomplish, it makes a difference. Because we know everything starts off just as a thought or as a dream. And if we never write those things down, they remain just up in the air. They remain just that, those dreams. You know, like how with technology we have the cloud. You don't have, like, physical access to it because it's somewhere up in the cloud. Sometimes it's lost up in the cloud. Well, we don't want to do that to our vision. We don't want to do that to our dreams and our goals, but we want to have access to them. And the first step in having access to those visions, to those goals, and to those dreams, the first step is writing it down. Don't just leave it up hanging out in the air. Don't leave it just floating up in the cloud. I mean, what good is it to have a dream and you just leave it up there? What good is it to have a vision and you just leave it up in the air? It's no use for you, and it's no use for others who needs to, you know about this dream, or the ones who may be impacted by your vision. So we can't just leave it up in the air. We got to write it down. I mean, be serious about it. If it is a vision from God, if you know that God has given you this vision, don't leave it hanging up there. Do what Habakkuk says. Write it down. Just as plain as day. Like I said, there's no rocket science to it. Simple. That's why he said make it plain. Because it is simple. It's a simple step. Writing it down. And then read it. Read it until it happens. Read it until it happens so that it can be revealed in that appointed time. Proverbs 29 and 18. That's going to be our next scripture. Proverbs 29 and 18. And while you're getting that scripture, I just want to welcome those who may be joining us. We're talking about 2020 and vision. Although we know we're not quite in 2020, we are quickly approaching it. We're heading into the last quarter of 2019, and we're making sure that we're taking those proper steps to prepare now for 2020 that is on the way, because we don't want to wait until 2020 to start planning. We don't want to do poor planning or have bad planning. But we want to take the proper steps in planning. Proverbs 29 and 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So that lets us know that if you can't see where you're going, and I'm not just, you know, not in the physical sense, but if you have no idea, don't know where you're going, have no vision for yourself, no plans for yourself, then what are you doing? You're just existing, just taking up space, just here, just present in the moment. You have no idea, understand your purpose on this earth, and you're not trying to understand, not trying to even prepare or figure out the things that God has for you and for the ones who are connected to you. Because if you're not fulfilling your vision, then what about others who are connected to you? Do you think about how that may impact their lives? So not only not having a vision impacts your life, but it impacts the ones who are surrounded around you. Because God sends people in your life or sends people that may cross paths with you. And if you're not fulfilling your vision, then they're going to be impacted as well. So it's not just for you. Your vision is not just for you, but it's for others who are connected to you, others who God will send your way. So in a sense, I feel like we are responsible if we're not doing our part by not preparing. If we're not preparing, we're not only hurting ourselves, but we are hurting others who may potentially be a part of our life or the ones that God potentially wants to send our way. You know, because God has a plan set out for each of us. This journey that you're on, this journey that we're on, He's already prepared. He knows the plans that He has for us. But in order for those plans to be fulfilled, we still have to do our part. We still have to prepare. We still have to fulfill those plans that He has for us. We have to fulfill the vision that He has given us. And so if we don't prepare, then everything else, everyone else who is connected or who God has connected or you may not know that is connected, they are impacted. So we also have to think about it that way. Think about how we are hurting ourselves by not preparing or selling ourselves short by not preparing. Do you know how much further along we all can be if we prepare more or take the initiative to prepare? Preparation goes a long way. It goes a long way. And yes, I do know that things happen. And everything happens for a reason, but there are some things that we can change. There are some things that we can cause or some things that we can cause a hindrance to when it comes to not preparing. So we have to be accountable and we have to be responsible and prepare, not just for us, but for others who can benefit, who can be blessed, who can be impacted, both believers and non-believers. I mean, with your vision, you never know whose life you may be saving. You never know who you may be leading to Christ, and all it takes is for you to prepare. Something so small and so simple, yet so profound. Something that just starts with just preparing. Something that starts with just writing. You know, it sounds so elementary when you think about it and when we just really break it down. It sounds so elementary. And like I said, I am talking to myself as well. We all have room to grow. We all can take it back and just do like Habakkuk says, just simply write it down. We can't just leave things up in the air. We can't just, oh, I'll get to it whenever I get to it, or I'll focus on it at a later time. No, the time is now. The time is now. I am pushing you. While I'm pushing myself, I am pushing you to start preparing right now. Right now. Because you never know. You never know how far preparation can take you until you get to that appointed time. And when you get to that appointed time when that vision is actually revealed, oh my gosh, think about what will occur. Think about the lives that you will impact. Think about what it will do for you. And I'm not just saying doing this just so you can be benefited, but just think about what a blessing it will be, especially spiritually. In order to reap the benefits, in order to reap any kind of benefits, work has to be put into it. Preparation, accountability, be responsible, do your part. Because as long as we do our part, God is going to hold up His end. He already said He's not going to lie. He says the vision, it's not going to lie. It's going to come to pass. As long as we do our part, it's going to come to pass. As long as we hold up our end of the deal, God is going to hold up his end. But we have to do our part. Because it doesn't make sense to have a great idea and never execute it. And we know in order to execute an idea, it does take planning. Anytime we are planning for an event, it takes preparation. And when you think about event planners, everything is accounted for as far as the steps that need to be taken. Everything that needs to be taken care of, it is written down or typed up. In some form, it is written down, everything that needs to take place. The point of contact for every area, for weddings, birthday parties, whatever the event is. Event planners, they are very detailed and is written plainly. Nothing elaborate, just plain. And we have to look at it the same way. And don't look at it as being, you know, something so hard. Now, I'm not saying that executing won't be hard, but just the start of it, it doesn't have to be hard. But sometimes we make things harder than what they have to be. And that's just the human side of us. That's just the human side of us. And when it becomes hard or it appears hard or time-consuming or, oh, I don't have time, I don't feel like doing this, I don't feel like doing that, then it becomes draining. And then we get further and further away from our vision. We get further and further away from even taking the steps to prepare. And we get caught up with the cares of life. We get caught up with our job. We get caught up with our friends. We get caught up with our family. Get caught up with things that don't even matter. We get caught up with things that don't even benefit us anymore. And that's when it becomes draining. And that's when we soon begin to care less and less about our own vision. And don't get me started on when we start supporting other people's visions instead of focusing on ours or just dropping our vision and just supporting someone else's. No. No, no, no. It is okay. Like, I am all for supporting others. But when you get to the point when you are supporting other people's visions and not even doing a thing with yours, no, that's just not right. God, I am not pleased with that. And if you were my friend, I would tell you that. Do not support someone else's vision and drop yours. I am all for supporting others. Yes. I am very much so for all supporting others. I think it's a blessing to be, a supporter and whatever you can do to help someone else's vision grow and come to pass. But don't do it on the account of dropping yours and leaving yours hanging out up in the cloud. Don't do that because you have a vision that needs to be fulfilled. You have a vision that God wants to bring to pass, and he can't bring your vision to pass while you're supporting someone else's and not working on yours. So I strongly encourage you to, take the steps to at least begin working on yours, working on your vision, and how you start off by simply writing it. Writing your vision. So if you don't get anything else from tonight, I want you to just leave away tonight knowing or thinking about what it is that you're preparing for 2020. And not just thinking about it, but writing it down. The things that you are going to start working on right now, the things that you want to accomplish in 2020. You don't have to wait until January. You don't have to wait to the first quarter of January to say, okay, these are, I mean, because it doesn't make sense now that that I've been thinking about this. And I know we've all done this. We've waited until the year comes in and say, okay, this is what we're going to do for the year. We want to do this. you want to accomplish this and make, you know, the check off boxes. So this is something we accomplished, but it makes more sense to start now. And it's never too late to start. 2020 hasn't gotten here yet. So you can start now. It's best to start now. So I challenge you. I challenge all of us to start now. If you don't want to start now, make sure you start at least by October 1st. Start at least by October 1st. If you need to, put in your calendar. Block that day off and say, look, this is the day that I write my vision. This is the day I pull my visions out of the cloud. You have to start there. Pulling those goals, those visions, those dreams out from the cloud, out from there. Don't just leave them hanging up there. Because I know I've left some up there. I know all of us, we have left some visions up in the air, up in the cloud. But in order for us to begin preparing, we got to pull them out from the cloud. Put them on paper, on your computer, in your journal, however you do it. However you want to do it. There is no wrong or right way. Just write it. Type it. You know, get it down on your table. If your table is paper, so be it. If your table is the computer screen or the tablet, do it. Put it there. Write it down. And remember, read it aloud. Speak up. Speak it. Remember how powerful our words are? Proverbs tells us how powerful our words are. So speak it. Don't be afraid. It's your vision. There's no wrong or right way to say it. No wrong or right word, right way to read it. But speak your vision. How else do you think it's going to happen? We can't just leave it there. So not only do we not leave it up in the cloud, we don't just leave it on the paper. We just don't leave it on the computer screen. But we speak it. So after you've written it down, you speak it. So after you have spoken it, you know, ran with it, you know with assurance, like, this is my vision. This is what is going to come to pass. This is what God has given me. Then wait on it. Wait on it. Because he tells us it's for an appointed time. We don't know when that time is. We just know that it's coming. We know that it's coming. So while we're writing it, speaking, and waiting, we know that it's on the way. We're believing in our heart that God has set an appointed time for our vision to be revealed. So this is how we prepare. This is how we prepare. We don't wait until, you know, since we're talking about 2020, we don't wait until 2020 gets here to start working, but the time to work is now. You prepare now while you have the time, while you have a chance, while it's in your mind, while you're thinking about it. Because we know from day to day, so much happens. And sometimes, get this, sometimes you even have to prepare, you know, schedule a day or set aside a time to even focus on preparation. Our lives are so busy and so full of so many things that are going on. We have so much going on that sometimes you just have to plan a day. I mean, I get it. Our lives are, they're filled with so many things. So much is going on. But you have to take the responsibility to want to make that step to prepare. Because if you want it bad enough, then you're going to do it. That's if you want it bad enough, you're going to do it. That's how I see it. And I don't know about you, but you know, I'm tired of just allowing my dream just to dwindle up in the clouds. So I'm ready. I'm ready to take those steps, and I hope you are too. I hope you are too. So if you don't get anything else from tonight, 2020, I want you to know the proper steps in preparing for your vision to be revealed. Prepare. Make preparation. And it is a new mindset that you have to take on. And sometimes we all have to kind of rewire our mind to bring it back to the way God wants us to think. So we're coming to a time where we can pray to God and ask Him to renew our minds, to transform our minds, because we want our minds to be as they are in Christ Jesus, even as we're preparing. And, you know, He still tells us to seek Him first. He tells us to acknowledge Him in all of our ways. So even as we are preparing, we still want to make sure that we are acknowledging Him so that He will direct us in the way that we need to go. Because we don't want to just write down any and everything, or the first thing that comes to mind, we don't want to write anyone else's vision that we heard about. But we want to make sure that we are writing with clarity, being sure that this is the vision that God has for me. And if you are unsure, if you are unclear of what that vision is, what God has for you, then ask God. If any man lack knowledge, ask God. He tells us to ask Him. Wisdom and understanding, we just ask Him. And so we're going to pray to God tonight that He will renew all of our minds, that He will transform all of our minds. And maybe if you're listening tonight, you may not know this God who is capable of giving you this transformation. Maybe you want to invite Him into your heart so that you are able to know the vision that He has for you, or know the purpose and the plans that He has for you. And if you invite Him into your heart and into your life and begin to really ask God to direct you, He will. He will. And so we're going to go to God in prayer, and I ask that you pray with me. Father, we thank You for this moment. We thank You for this opportunity to just study Your word and to hear the plans that You have for us and the ways that You want us to prepare for these plans You have for our life, the visions that You have for us to carry out, and the visions that You want to reveal at Your appointed time. God, we pray that You will direct each and every one of us, that You will show us the way to prepare, give us the words to even write down on paper. And God, we ask that You even give us the ways that You want us to speak these visions over our lives. God, You tell us that death and life are in the power of our tongue, so we know how powerful our words are. We know that if we speak it, that it can come to pass. And so, God, we pray over every vision that You do have for us, those who know the vision that You have for their lives. God, I pray that You continue to encourage them and that You motivate them to start preparing now. So when the time comes, in the near future, that it can be revealed and that it may bless them and bless those that are connected to them. God, show us the way. Show us the plans that You have for us and help us to hear Your voice with clarity. God, help us to see the vision with clarity. As we go into the last quarter of this calendar year, God, we pray that You allow us to prepare for the upcoming calendar year, so that we are able to be accountable and responsible and begin to prepare in the way that You want us to. God, we know that You have so much in store for us, so much that You want us to do, but in order for it to be fulfilled, we know that we have to take the steps to do it. We know that it can't happen on our own, but it takes the strength of You. It takes the direction of You, because You tell us to seek You first, You tell us to acknowledge you, so help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you will direct our paths. And Father, I pray for those who may not even know you and for those who want to invite you into their hearts. God, we pray for your forgiveness. God, we pray that you will forgive all of us for everything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may have come upon our mind that will keep us from entering into your kingdom. God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross and save us from all of our sins. God, we thank you for raising him from the dead so that it will allow us to have eternal life, so that it will allow us to experience forgiveness, healing, deliverance, and true freedom. God, I pray for those who may be sick, those who are seeking a healing, those who are seeking a deliverance, those who are seeking a miracle. God, I pray that you send it in the name of Jesus. God, I know there is nothing too hard for you. And God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, continue to bless us the remainder of the night. And we'll forever give your name all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Rob, and he's going to give us the announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes, and no problem. Thank you so much, Mr. Athenius Jackson, for tonight's program. And we thank you so much for the words and wisdom that we have tonight for tonight's program. And as always, we thank each and every one of you for joining us here tonight at Purpose Kingdom Network. Whether you join us online or via phone, we thank you so much. Phone number to call in if you're online is 319-527-6091. We still have a couple minutes. You just hit the number one, and we'll get you in as soon as we can. And we thank you so much for your participation. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ, which is hosted by Sister Dominique Custy. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ with Sister Dominique Custy. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Where you can see your comments, questions, concerns, you can simply say hello. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And, you know, for those that are unaware, we do have a hotline number. And we do invite you to call us on a hotline number and leave, you know, a voice message, you know. And, you know, for right now at the moment, you know, that number that we have for our hotline number, I broadcasted it before. I will not broadcast it tonight, because we want to make sure that this number is broadcasted for in purposes of, you know, you calling us and, you know, just giving us, you know, a little voice message or just a little update or a praise report. We greatly appreciate that. So for the time being, we will rebroadcast that number in the upcoming shows. But for right now, for those that do have the number, just reserve that for praise reports and just a quick update and things of that nature. We appreciate that. Like I said, as always, we at Purpose Kingdom Network, we love and support and appreciate your listenership no matter where you're at in the world. And we thank you so much. And so we're going to resume tonight's program with Minister Jackson. And we thank you so much for joining us here for the 1006th episode. Thank you so much. Minister Jackson?
All right. Thanks, Brother Rob, for those announcements. So I want to go ahead and begin to wrap things up. And just a few, you know, points that we discussed tonight. Just want to continue to encourage everyone to take those proper steps, those planning steps, right now. Do it now. So you won't feel like you're behind, because I know a lot of times we beat ourselves up and say, oh, I should have been further along, but time out from saying that. Just start now. And like I said, it sounds simple because it is simple. And we as humans tend to make things harder than they need to be or they should be. And one thing about, you know, the scriptures when it came to reading, you know, Jesus as he walked the earth during his time here, every time he told stories or, you know, just associated with people, it was always plain and simple. And I feel like he displayed that for us to be the same way or to do things the same way as far as when it comes to the instructions. And he didn't mean for things to be complicated. And a lot of times with religion, things become complicated. And that turns people away from religion. But Jesus wasn't a complicated person. He wasn't complex. He was just simple. And I feel like that's why Habakkuk even said, make it plain. Say what you want. Say what you want. Write it out. Or write it out and say what it is. But in other words, you know, just make it plain. Plain and simple. You don't have to complicate things. What is it that you want to go after? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you, you know, what God is giving you? What is that vision that he has stirring up inside of you? And don't let anybody else tell you any differently. Don't let anybody else take your vision away or make you change it. If God gave it to you, then that settles it. That settles it. That's it. Plain and simple. So take that vision, what God has given you from out of the cloud, write it down, read it aloud, and wait on it. And if I may add an additional step, while you're waiting, you still got to work, remember, because faith without works is dead. So even while you're waiting, you are still working. You're still working towards your vision. So it's not something that just magically happens. It's not something that just falls into your lap, because with preparation, some work still has to be put along with it. You prepare and you work. You work and prepare. It goes hand in hand. But I hope that something was said that has, you know, given you that extra push as we're ending 2019 and heading into 2020. I hope it has motivated you, because I'm telling you, I am motivated. I am empowered and inspired, and I'm encouraged, because, you know, just thinking about starting now, it gets you geared up for 2020, because you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do next year, and I'm starting on it right now. You don't have to wait to 2020 to get excited. You don't have to wait to 2020 to start working. You don't have to wait to 2020 to just, you know, just get in the mode now, and you'll feel so much better when 2020 gets here, because you can look back and say, okay, I started already. So all I got to do is keep it moving, keep working towards it, waiting for it to be revealed. And I'm telling you, it'll get you geared up and excited about what God is going to do in your life. And I'm telling you, and it's contagious. It's contagious. And it's just such a wonderful feeling when you don't have to panic about it, because a lot of times people get overwhelmed when the new year comes in. But if you begin working now, then you don't have to experience that overwhelming feeling when 2020 gets here. You don't have to feel like that you got to make this list of goals or make this list of things that you want to do. But start now. Start now. Bring it out of the cloud. Start now and get excited about it, because this is your baby. This is your baby. Okay? All right. So, again, I want to thank all of our online listeners. I want to thank everyone who called in and listened. My name is Arthenius Jackson with One Touch Transformation. For more information about One Touch Transformation, again, you can visit the website, www.onett.me. You can visit us on Facebook, follow our page on Facebook and Instagram at _ONETT. For more information about me, you can find me and follow me as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Arthenius J. Visit my website, Arthenius.com. That's ArthenIUS. So remember, start working on those visions. Start preparing right now because 2020 is on the way. So again, thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.